Cast iron black residue, how to get rid of it. Hey there, cast iron lovers. Have you ever noticed a weird black residue on your pan and wondered, what the heck is this stuff? Or is my pan completely ruined? Don't worry, you're not alone. Today we're diving deep into why cast irons gets the black residue that it always gets and whether it's harmful, and most importantly, how to get rid of it without damaging your pan. Let's get started. So what is black residue on cast iron? All right, so the first thing, what exactly is that black stuff? The residue you see is actually carbon buildup, also known as soot or carbon deposits. It forms when oils, fats, and food particles get heated and burned onto the surfaces of your pan. Over time, this can build up, leaving behind a flaky or sticky layer. If your cast iron is brand new, this residue can appear as part of the seasoning process. If it's an older pan, it may be due to overwhelming or improper cleaning. Either way, it's manageable. So, is black residue harmful or not? Let's dive in. Now, you might be wondering, is this black residue safe? The good news, it's not toxic and it won't ruin your pan. However, too much buildup can cause uneven heating and sticky surfaces and even flaking onto your food. Ew, which is not exactly appetizing. While there's no solid evidence that ingesting small amounts of carbon residue is harmful, studies do suggest that inhaling carbon particles in large quantities could be linked to certain health risks. So it's best to keep your cast iron clean and well-maintained. How to get rid of the black residue on cast iron? Let's talk solutions. Here are the three proven science-backed ways to remove plaque residue without damaging your pan's seasoning. Method number one, keep cooking and let it polymerize. Sounds too easy, right? But hear me out. If your pan is new and you see some black residue, it might just be part of a seasoning process. As you continue cooking at moderate heat, the remaining oils will fully polymerize, creating a smooth, non-sticky surface. Just avoid cooking at excessively high temperatures, which can cause more carbon buildup. Method number two, salt scrub. One of the easiest ways to remove black residue is using coarse salt. Here's how. Sprinkle a generous amount of coarse salt into the pan. Use a paper towel or cloth to rub the salt in circular motions. Keep scrubbing until the residue is completely gone. Rinse with warm water and dry immediately. Salt is abrasive enough to remove buildup without stripping the seasoning, making it perfect for regular maintenance. Method number three, baking soda scrub. Baking soda is another gentle but effective cleaning agent. Here's how to use it. Sprinkle baking soda onto the pan. Add a few drops of water to create the paste. Scrub using a sponge or cloth. Rinse and dry thoroughly. Baking soda works because it's slightly alkaline, which helps neutralize the acidic carbon deposits, making them easier to remove. How to prevent black residue from building up. Now that your cast iron is clean, how do you keep it that way? Here are three simple tips. Use the right oils. High smoke point oils like avocado oil or grapeseed oil are less likely to burn and cause buildup. That is duly noted. Cook at moderate temperatures. Cooking at extremely high heat can lead to excessive carbonization. Keep that heat controlled, fellas. Clean regularly. A quick wipe down with salt or baking soda after every few uses will prevent buildup before it becomes a major problem. Keep your cast iron in tip-top shape. And there you have it, everything you need to know about cast iron black residue. Now, you can cook confidently knowing your pan is in tip-top shape. Here are a few facts with questions and answers. Let's wrap up with some quick facts. Can I remove black residue without damaging the seasoning? I think yes. Just use non-abrasive methods like salt or baking soda scrubs, avoiding metal pouring pads. Is it normal for cast iron to have black residue after cooking? Yes, but if it happens every time, you might be using too much heat. Hone it down. Try lowering the temperature. Do I need to re-season my cast iron after cleaning it? It's a good idea. After cleaning, apply a thin layer of oil and heat to the pan to maintain its non-stick seasoning. Can I use soap to clean my cast iron? Absolutely. The myth that soap ruins cast iron is outdated. Just avoid harsh, lye-based soaps and don't soak your pan for too long. If you found this video helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon. Ding! So you never miss out on more kitchen tips.